Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, good evening everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host Finn, and let's get this Week 16 show underway. Week 16, one more week of the regular season left, and after that, on to the playoffs. And after that, long months of depression. Maybe not. You got the draft to look forward to, and after that, it's long months of depression, because nobody cares about OTAs and minicamps and stuff like that. Sure, well, I guess there might be some people that do, but generally uneventful, entertaining, kind of just message board fodder for the most part, getting people hyped, and only to have things come crashing down to earth once all those players that performed greatly in those events in preseason turn out to be terrible. So there's that, but get a little bit ahead of ourselves. Again, week 16. Still got a few weeks left before the end of the 2015 NFL season. And yeah, hopefully it should be an entertaining end, I hope. Who knows? With the way this season's gone, it's been honestly pretty weird in terms of NFL season and the standard, I guess, that we're somewhat used to. But, enough rambling, enough of that. We shall move on to this week's games. Decent slate, sort of. Obviously, right now we have Washington and Philly battling it out. Is the game currently in progress. Washington wins this. They clinch the division.
You like that?
I'm sure somebody out there likes that, maybe. Really kind of disappointed in really the entirety of the NFC East. Washington Redskins should not be making the playoffs. And unless Philly gets something going here, they will not. Or they will. They will. Don't know what I'm saying. And then we can see the Redskins in the playoffs, and that'll be terrible. But who knows? Maybe they'll be able to do something against maybe in Minnesota, should they get in? Yeah. Yeah, fun times and fun stuff to look forward to. Not really at all. But, all right, enough about that. First game, Carolina Panthers take on the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons finally broke their losing streak against my Jags last week, which I think a lot of people should have seen coming, mainly because we're the Jags and we're not that good, and particularly on defense. And Atlanta at least has the pieces to be a good offense. He's just on offense to be a good offense, and finally somewhat saw that last week. Julio Jones caught a bazillion balls. Devontae Freeman was all right, and come out with a win. Finally break their nice little losing streak they had there. Carolina, you know, Giants put up a valiant fight last week, losing by a field goal. And a game that I was honestly surprised by. I didn't really expect the Giants to compete as well as they did, but props to them for doing that. Obviously, the big story out of that is the Odell Beckham, Josh Norman rivalry that is now a thing due to that game. There's that. But for Carolina being 14-0, I don't think really anything has changed since that matchup earlier in the month in which Atlanta got absolutely shut out. I don't expect Carolina to pitch another shutout, but I do expect them to win. It's nice that Atlanta broke their losing streak last week. Maybe they can turn things around. Maybe finish at 500. Be kind of a terrible consolation prize given the fact that they started 5-0. Finished 8-8 after that time period is terrible. But that's very likely for the Falcons. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling the knockoff of Carolina. Obviously, Carolina is having some guys get banged up, and that's a little concerning if you're a Panther fan. You want to be healthy going into the playoffs, not banged up. Obviously, having the first round bye locked up will be a good thing. Perhaps get some guys healthy, get some guys rested, but you don't want multiple week injuries piling up. I know Cam's getting banged up. I know Greg Olsen's getting banged up. Two guys certainly that you need out there on the field and healthy, not banged up for less than 100%. So, yeah, there's that. Carolina wins. Atlanta, I don't see it. They need an absolute offensive explosion, and that's not happening against Carolina's defense. Not with Matt Ryan at the helm. I don't see it. Do not see it. All right, next game. Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Baltimore Ravens. Man, this game is honestly a bummer. In a much better season, this would potentially decide the division. Nice little Ravens Steelers game late in season should be a formula for success, and instead the Ravens are terrible, and could possibly be rolling Ryan Mallett out there this weekend. That's absolutely fascinating. This is another one that. This is another one that I just don't see the other team competing. Pittsburgh should absolutely mop the floor with Baltimore. I know, obviously division games typically throw a wrench into things, but I don't see it. It'd be absolutely hilarious with Pittsburgh in the wild card hunt in the hunt for. The division as well to it's two games back in the division. I guess that's not happening. Should have looked at my standings page before that. Need a win to stay in the wild card hunt, and that should absolutely happen. It'd be hilarious to see the Ravens knock off Pittsburgh, but they just I don't see it. They don't have enough offense to take advantage of that pretty bad Steelers defense, and on the flip side, they don't have the defense to slow down Pittsburgh's offense. So this should be another – I would expect a blowout. Whether or not I get it remains to be seen, but I would expect it. All right. Next game, Dallas Cowboys take on the Buffalo Bills. Dallas, valiant effort last Saturday against the Jets, came up just short, but they competed, and that's a good thing. Kellen Moore gets another start this week. Was not good at all last week, but I mean you're not getting good quarterback play from whoever you roll out there, so you might as well roll out the guy who has yet to start, who may actually turn into something. Granted, the chances of that are slim. But, the chances are there. Chances of that are better than Matt Castle actually turning it into a salvageable quarterback, which he isn't. Not very good. Not very good at all. So there's that. Buffalo going to be without LeSean McCoy this week. That he's a sprained MCL, something like that, or ankle, something. He's out. Dez Bryant is out for the Cowboys. This game is just a mess all around. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills in this, despite the fact that Cowboys have a pretty good defense and that Bills offense is can be suspect. I feel more comfortable taking Tyrod Taylor and Carlos Williams than I do taking Kellen Moore. I mean, I guess that should be fairly obvious, but Kellen Moore, without Dez Bryant, without that receiving threat, that's an ugly game. It's going to be an ugly game, really, either way. But yeah, I'll take the Bills, Buffalo Bills, in this game. All right, game. Travel up north, Detroit Lions take on San Francisco 49ers. San Fran lost last week to Cincinnati. To A.J. McCarron, first Alabama quarterback to win a start since 87. Kudos to him. Yeah, San Francisco wasn't all that good last week. Blaine Gabbert, 3 picks. Not all of them are his fault, but 3 picks are on the stat sheet, and they're attributed to him. And so there's that. Sean Drone out this week for the 49ers, which, you know, if they're, I'm not certain there doesn't seem like there's been a team that's had more of a revolving door at a running back than the 49ers. Obviously Carlos Hyde goes down, in comes Drone. Drone gets hurt. We've had Kendall Gaskins get thrown in the mix. We've had Tavares Cadet get thrown in the mix. Cadet has since been cut. Which means, I guess, we're looking at a Kendall Gaskins start this week. And the Lions have turned things around. And we get a win this week against the 49ers. But I've got this feeling that, I don't know. I got this feeling that that San Francisco is actually going to win. I don't know why. Don't know why. Blaine Gabbert certainly hasn't been as good as he was a couple weeks ago, after especially particularly against the Bears. Maybe it's an NFC North team that he thrives against facing. No idea. But Detroit, I'm not certain what's up with Calvin Johnson. I guess he's still facing lingering injuries from earlier in the season. Hasn't been great at all this season. Still got a Pro Bowl nomination. Good for him. But hadn't been good, and I got this feeling that defense isn't great. If they can, if the 49ers can limit the damage done by Ezekiel Ansah, I think they got a good shot, which it's saying a lot because Blaine Gabbert has been sacked approximately 1 billion times these past few weeks. And yeah, going against a fairly strong defensive front like Detroit isn't going to bode well, but I have faith. Don't know why I have faith, but I have faith that the San Francisco 49ers can get it done, and Blaine can get another win. All right, next game, moving right along. Cleveland Browns take on the Kansas City Chiefs, or actually, I guess, the Cleveland Manziels. Valiant effort by them last week against the Seahawks. Doesn't necessarily show it on the scoreboard. But, Manziel was pretty good and has a somewhat easier task this week against the red-hot Kansas City Chiefs. You know, it's kind of funny. A couple years ago when the Chiefs were winning all their games, if the question was asked if they were legit or not, and here, you know, Kansas City Chiefs has rattled off, you know, the amount of wins that they have. And it's funny, I guess, you know, nobody's asking if they're legit or not, maybe because I guess everybody figured that they're not really playing anybody. And inflate one's record total at the end of the year, which, as it should, if you're a reasonably average to above average team. This week, you got to expect the Kansas City will do the same. Manziel getting yet again another start, going up against that solid Kansas City defense. And really, Cleveland doesn't have a defense of their own. Really, I would expect Alex Smith to pick apart that defense. You got Sharkhandrick West healthy, Spencer Ware obviously. You got guys healthy. The Macklin Smith connection has been nice, and you've got to figure. I would figure at least that the things should look good for the Chiefs this week, yet again. So that's cool. Is it cool? I guess it's cool. Chiefs battling back for their early season struggles to make the playoffs potentially, and yeah, that's a it's a cool little story. Nice little story. Nothing against the Chiefs. And yeah, so there we go. All right, let's see here. Next game, Indianapolis Colts take on the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins somehow lost to the San Diego Chargers. I say somehow. I know how they lost because they played terribly. Got beat by a terrible Chargers team, which if you get beat by a terrible Chargers team, obviously you're not going to get yourself. And, yeah, that even goes for my Jags, who also lost to a terrible Chargers team. There's that. This game, I really need to stop taking Miami Dolphins. I really do, because they essentially do nothing but let me down. If the Colts could lose this week, that would knock them out of contention for, I believe, for the division. I think something like that. Of course, there's a bunch of contrived, really kind of tricky scenarios and whatnot that will obviously play or likely perhaps come to play in the AFC South this week, the next couple weeks, barring I guess, Houston essentially winning out. Yeah, it's just the AFC South race is weird. Somehow the Jags are still in it at 5-9, which is ridiculous. Obviously, we would have to win out, and Tennessee would have to beat. I think would have to beat Houston at some point, Houston or Indy, at some point in that. But you know, that's down the road. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about the AFC South. Again, this game, I'm taking the Dolphins. Shouldn't, I don't know why. Neither of these two teams are any good. I'm just going to assume that Matt Hasselbeck is still broken, and yeah, that's just going to affect this game, and they're going to lose to Miami Dolphins. I have no idea. Again, no idea at all, but I'll probably go against what I should and take the Dolphins. And that's really, you know, somewhat disappointing taking the Dolphins, because like I said, they've done nothing but let me down pretty much all season. You pick them to finish second in the division in the AFC East behind the Patriots, and they've done nothing but lose games and look not very good at all. And hopefully that changes this week. Probably won't, but a guy can dream. Guy can certainly dream, and that's what I'm going to be doing. See here. Moving on. Next game. New England Patriots take on the New York Jets. First game against these two teams this season was interesting. It's fascinating. And honestly, the Jets, I think, are in a better spot than they were when they faced the Patriots early in the season. 9-5 coming off a surprisingly close game against Dallas last week. I still am not quite certain what to think of this Jets offense. I don't know what to think of Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's been playing really well lately. Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall have been on fire. And yeah, going up against this New England team is going to be interesting. I guess really the key for this is going to be whether the Jets can stop New England. And really, really, I guess that's the case for any New England game, is whether their opponent can stop them on offense. And a lot of times that doesn't happen. New England obviously coming off a win against Tennessee, which to the surprise of no one, obviously saw some defensive issues last week, mainly in regards to Delanie Walker just breaking a bazillion tackles, seemingly. Two receptions, two touchdowns, 66 yards, I think. Yeah, so obviously there's defensive issues there. Jets can take advantage of that, but like I said, it's just a matter of whether or not New York can slow down the Patriots, and I don't see it. As much as I'd like it to happen, you got to figure that the Patriots win this, and move on to 13-2 on the season. You got to figure, like I said, I love it. I'd love for it to not happen, but it's going to happen. It is going to happen, unfortunately. All right, next game, Chicago Bears take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Doug Martin has a chance to become the NFL's leading rusher, which is pretty strange because I don't think anybody really foresaw Doug Martin leading the league in rushing, but that's what we're going to get. Likely what we're going to get. And you got to figure he'd likely get a bunch of carries tomorrow. The Bears are likely going to be without Alshon Jeffrey at wide receiver, leaving a very banged-up wide receiver core behind him. Marquez Wilson obviously got put on IR earlier in the season. So you've got, got Eddie Royal and Zach Miller as your two top tight ends or top targets, Zach Miller being a tight end, obviously. So there's that. Jay Cutler has been solid this season, and but I don't know. At some point, the lack of weapons and healthy weapons is going to take its toll. Zach Miller is solid, but Alshon Jeffrey, the loss, assuming he's not going to be able to play, is going to be huge, and I would expect Jameis Winston and company to take advantage of the Bears, get a win, and move on to 7-8 with a I would say potentially an 8-8 season in the sights, but they face Carolina to close out the season, and you got to figure that Carolina, assuming they win this week, going into next week, 15-0, will likely aim to finish off the season perfect 16-0. So, with that case, you've got to expect that would be a loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that's next week. This week, however, I do expect them to get a win. Move to 7-8. All right. Next game. Texans take on the Tennessee Titans. The Marcus Mariota-less Tennessee Titans. Titans obviously rolling out Charlie Whitehurst, quarterback, which is somewhat of a fascinating game. Houston is, I believe, going to start Brandon Weeden, the quarterback. Brian Hoyer is banged up. T.J. Yates tore his ACL last week. And, Brandon Weeden, the famed Weeden-Whitehurst matchup. Awesome. Just an awesome game. Yeah, that's no, I'm sorry, not Whitehurst, Mettenberg, because Whitehurst is with the Colts. My bad. Yeah, Zach Mettenberger versus Brandon Whedon. Yeah, that's just that. I mean, that needs no explanation. I'm gonna take I'm absolutely gonna take Houston in this. Better defense, team overall. The running game isn't very good, but I have faith in Brandon Whedon to get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins over and over and over again, and that will be the key to victory. No idea what to expect out of Mettenberger, but again, Tennessee doesn't really have a strong run game either to kind of take the pressure off their quarterbacks. So you got to figure, I'm going to side with the Houston Texans, and in doing so we'll become one step closer to being the AFC South champ, which really much rather see them over Houston, or excuse me, over Indianapolis. So it's not like the guys are going to get in, because we're not very good. And, yeah. All right. And let's see here. Next game, Jacksonville Jaguars take on New Orleans Saints. We're going to get abused by Matt Flynn. We are, and that is going to be absolutely painful. Painful, hurtful, and, yeah, everything that goes with it. Maybe not, though. Drew Brees is dealing with torn plantar fascia in his foot. Same injury as Peyton Manning this season. Going to attempt to play through it. Obviously, you would expect that would greatly limit his effectiveness, but he's apparently going to tough it out. Obviously, if he can't go, Matt Flynn is in, and should be a fascinating game. Well, I do expect it to be a high-scoring affair. Neither of these two teams' defenses is any good, and both teams have the weapons on offense to put up points. With that said, though, our defense, I would anticipate our defense being the worst of the two, particularly going up against Drew Brees, even if he is banged up. I'm going to give Drew Brees the credit, even if he is banged up, and give him the nod against our defense, just because I don't see it. I'd love for it to happen. I don't care for the Saints, but we would need a small miracle to win tomorrow. And I don't see it. I'd love to see it happen. I just don't. It'd be nice. Maybe Brees goes out there and throws three picks and has a couple pick sixes and we're able to win, but we will undoubtedly do something stupid and give up, a touchdown that we have no business giving up, whether it be on a fumble return for a touchdown or something absolutely stupid, and that will be the turning point in the game, and then we're going to lose. So that's something to look forward to. So, fun times. All right, moving on. Green Bay takes on Arizona. Arizona slacked the Eagles last week. Green Bay, I'll take Green Bay too. Green Bay barely beat the Raiders, 30-10, but it's close there for quite a while. And yeah, interesting game. Packers without Sam Shields. I'm not certain that that really plays a huge part. Arizona has quite a few weapons on offense at their disposal. You've got Larry Fitzgerald, obviously, John Brown, Malcolm Floyd, and Michael Floyd, excuse me. I always get those two mixed up. Michael Floyd, wide receiver. You've got the emergence of David Johnson, which could have happened a lot sooner, but Bruce Arians is old, hates rookies, hates playing them. Players got to earn stuff. Pretty annoying, but, the Cards are winning early in the season, and they're afforded the luxury of being, of the ability to be dumb with their players. But he's starting now, paying off dividends for all the people who had him last week in fantasy, both in their regular leagues and their daily fantasy, paid off huge. So this week, going up against a suspect defense, you'd expect him to have another good day. Maybe Green Bay can turn things around. I say turn things around. They're 10-4, but they don't play like 10-4 team. They don't really play like a good team. They're struggling. They're not the Green Bay Packers of what even last season. Offensively, they've regressed. Aaron Rodgers, the wide receivers aren't helping Aaron Rodgers out at all. Randall Cobb hasn't been very good at all. Obviously, with the loss of Jordy Nelson, that it seems to have hurt more than people expected. Maybe not. Again, that doesn't. The loss of Jordy Nelson shouldn't completely deteriorate that wide receiver corps, where the amount of drops and poor play that they're having, the loss of one player shouldn't do that. So, maybe we can't say that Nelson loss hurts that team. But obviously, Nelson would be a great target to have right now for Mr. Rodgers, but he's without him. And for this game, I've just got to expect that Arizona offense is more than strong enough to overpower that Green Bay defense, and I don't see Green Bay putting enough points on offense to get it done. I don't. So I'll take the Arizona Cardinals in this. St. Louis Rams take on the Seattle Seahawks, and Seattle pretty good. Early season struggles. Here they are, sitting at 9-5. Right now, the fifth seed in the NFC, tied with Minnesota. And you figure, pretty much, you would think, have that playoff spot locked up. I mean, the closest team behind them is Atlanta. And I'm not sure if there's any tiebreakers in there, but figure both those teams are pretty much locked in, ready to go in the playoffs. And, for this week, I know St. Louis always plays their NFC West team. The other NFC West teams in the division, that's redundant, whatever. I need a nap. That's what I need. Need some sleep. But, the Rams always play the other teams in the NFC West hard. Seattle is just a much, much better team than St. Louis is at this point. And really, they have been pretty much all season long. Don't have any faith in the Rams offense. Obviously, they were able to do good things against the Bucs last week, but that's the Bucs. And this is an absolute, totally different team from Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, whether it be Christine Michael that they're rolling out at running back or Bryce Brown, it doesn't matter. You still got Russell Wilson and that nice little offense that the Rams have. So, got to expect that Seahawks win. And probably wouldn't surprise me to have it be a blowout. There's that. All right. Sunday Night Football. New York Giants take on the Minnesota Vikings. Giants, obviously, without Odell Beckham Jr., due to the incidents last week against the Panthers, Josh Norman. So there's that. Obviously, that hurts the Giants deeply. Not really a ton to play for, really, for either team. Obviously, Minnesota has one of the playoff spots locked up. And really... I guess probably you want to win to get to play Washington as the fourth seed instead of having to play Green Bay. At least I think you'd do that. My opinion of the Redskins still isn't very high at all. So maybe teams would rather play the Packers over the Redskins. I particularly wouldn't, but that's just me. Another thing that's just me is I'm taking the Giants in this game. I don't know why. They don't have Odell Beckham. They don't have a run game, and they're going up a team that is recovered somewhat nicely from what they were just a few weeks ago. They're not terrible, and I think they're an actually solid team at this point. But with that said, I have faith in Eli and company to get this done this week and get a win. All right. And finally, we reach Monday night. Cincinnati Bengals take on the Denver Broncos. Bengals obviously still rolling out A.J. McCarron at quarterback, which, again, first Alabama quarterback to get a win last week since 1987. Crazy stat. Broncos coming off a loss to the Steelers. You've got to figure that that McCarron is going to have a little bit harder of a time this week going up against Denver's defense than he did going up against San Francisco's defense. Chris Harris, the Broncos did have a terrible game last week. Cover Antonio Brown. Harris gave up his first 100-plus yard receiving game. But, you know, it's to Antonio Brown that it's going to happen. One of the best, if not the best, receivers in the league. He's going to get his, and that's just one of the things that's going to happen. And really, that's what this game comes down to, is defense. I trust Denver's defense a lot more to contain A.J. McCarron for some turnovers, which are bound to happen, again, especially going up against Denver's defense. And I've got more faith in Brock Osweiler to get things done despite the offensive deficiencies that have happened these past few weeks. It's going to be very curious to see if another lackluster and brings back Peyton to the starting role, assuming he's healthy. He's got to get healthy because I don't think they're going to make the switch in the playoffs if he's ready to go. I don't think they do it. I think they stick with Osweiler and ride that out as far as they can. And then that's going to be a very interesting story to see in the off season as to what happens with Peyton. I would have thought that he would retire at the end of the season, but I don't know if he wants to retire coming off an injury. I don't know if that's what he wants his final season to be. Obviously, he wasn't playing good at all prior to getting hurt because he was hurt. But, I don't think he wants to go out that way. But, for this game, got to take the Denver Broncos. And that is that. Washington's up 38-24, a little over 3 minutes left in the fourth, and you've got to figure that is going to be your NFC East champions, Washington Redskins, something that approximately zero people saw happening. Crazy, absolutely crazy to think, and who knows? Maybe they get in the playoffs and make a run, which would be hilarious. I know some people would like that.
You like that? You like that?
Kirk Cousins would like that. Fans would like that. And be fun to see. Be fun to see. But that's a couple weeks from now. Still have next week for the playoffs. And yeah. That is that. This week's NFL Week 16 games. Obviously, minus the Thursday night and Saturday night games that are happening right now. But that's the Week 16 show. Soloed it. Not bad. But until next week, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Happy New Year. Since we won't be doing this until 2016, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Not that, I don't know. Year change is always one of those weird things. It takes time to get used to. 2015, 2016, it's just, it's weird. Time flies. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And do this again next week. For those of you listening to the show who aren't TGP members, check the site out at gridironpalace.com. Also, you can check out Twitter at Gridiron Palace, and also on Facebook. Search for the Gridiron Palace. As always, I'm Vin, and until next week, peace.